Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Pastures and hay meadows provide higher quality feed, are more productive, and require fewer inputs when they have a good forage legume growing in them. Outside of moisture, nitrogen is often the most limiting nutrient in pasture production. While commercial fertilizers may be a quick and easy option, it's often costly. Instead, let's grow our own nitrogen using legumes. Do you have a pasture area or hay meadow that's relatively free of weeds and makes up no more than about 15% of your total pasture acres? If so, here's what I want you to do. From now until the grass grows no more this year, graze it hard. Grub it down and then graze it some more. Now, why would I be recommending overgrazing? Sure, it will hurt the grass, and this is exactly what we want. Next spring, you'll interseed legumes like red clover, white clover, and alfalfa into that grass to make it a more nutritious and productive stand. We might even consider a winter frost seeding if conditions are right. The biggest challenge when establishing legumes into a grass sod is competition from the existing grass on the new, slow-growing legume seedlings. Anything you do to reduce competition and slow down grass growth will help. Overgrazing this fall prior to next spring's seedings will weaken the grass and slow its spring growth, thus giving the new legume seedlings a better chance to get started. Areas that experienced drought this summer may have already seen some unplanned overgrazing this summer. Interseeding may be a way to make some lemonade out of that particular lemon. Of course, all of this depends on moisture next spring to work. While we're at it, let's collect some soil samples as well, analyze them, and apply any needed fertilizer. Legumes especially need good phosphorus and proper soil pH to grow. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.